Last year, in the immediate aftermath of the earthquake, we introduced you to some people with deep connections to Haiti. One of them was Robert Essentus. At the time, she was a junior at Howard University here in Washington, D.C., and this is what she told us last February.
I have lost many friends. I grew up in Haiti and went to school in Haiti, so basically, these people that I've lost were more than friends to me, more like family, and it's been a very hard time.
We decided to check back in with Robert on this difficult day of remembrance, and she's with us now here in our studio in Washington. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Last year when we spoke, you had lost 16 people who were close to you, and a year has passed. I'd like to ask how you're doing.
I feel exactly how I felt a year ago. It's definitely something that is hard to deal with, especially being abroad, studying. Your family is still over there, therefore it's always so hard to understand what they feel, and it's hard for them to understand how you feel because you're not there, but yet you wish that you could be because you wish that you could go through this with them.
Your father, as I understand it, your family was adamant that you stay here and finish your education.
Yes.
Yes.
He still feels the same way.
And I understand that, but like so many people, it's been a two-way street, that in fact you found yourself in some need of support too because the situation there is so difficult. Your father's had difficulty paying your tuition, is that right?
Yes.
And the university has stepped in to support you.
Howard has been amazing, and I will say this 1,000 times. They have supported me in ways that I never even expected. And not only me, many other Howard students. I serve as the president of the Haitian Student Association at Howard. This is my second year. This is the second time I've been elected. It's definitely that position only definitely made me capable to do the things that I've always wanted to do. It definitely put me in a situation where I could be an ambassador for my country, able to let people know what Haiti's all about. Because Haiti is not now suffering. Haiti's been suffering for 200 years and more, 207 years now.
One of the things that you were struggling with when we talked to you last was a set of guilt.
Guilt
at being so far away, guilt at not being able to do more. Have those feelings lessened over time or have they intensified?
Well, and now I just kind of preoccupy myself with a lot of things. I definitely talk to people about the child slavery situation in Haiti, Restavec. I do a lot of different things to let people know that although I'm not there, but I can do something here to make a difference.
Talk to me, if you would, about how things are back there. As we understand it, your family has a business in Haiti. Just tell us a little bit about it. And it's obviously been affected by the earthquake. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it was a water filtering company that's no longer working right now at the moment. My father is a civil engineer. He's built many houses who are all still standing till now. So we're very proud of that. My father's a very hard worker. I must admit that he definitely stood and held it together throughout this whole process. And the whole year, I'm very proud of him.
But you're saying that the business is not operational. Why is that? You would think that water filtration would be a critical piece, something that would be really very much needed.
Yeah, because of the situation, it's in Cap Haitien. I don't know if you know what that is. After the earthquake, it was just so... although Cap Haitien was not affected as much as Port-au-Prince or Jacmel, it was still affected. Therefore, it's going to take a while before this company could get back on its feet.
Now, I understand that you haven't been home yet, but you are planning to go for this upcoming spring break. What do you think that is going to be like? And your face is already doing something very difficult. I'm getting a sense that this is actually a very difficult question for you.
Yes. My twin sister, I don't know if I ever mentioned that I have one, she went to Haiti in August. And the first thing she told me when she got back, she was like, "I don't think you're ready." She said, "I got home and I didn't know what home was. I got home and it was, I couldn't recognize it." And all I could think about is that could I ever be able to go home and not be able to find my way in the streets or able to find things that were there the whole time or go down and see the National Palace look the way it looked, the same way it looked in January 12, 2010. Mm-hmm. It has not changed, not a bit. It looks the same way. And she says to me, Robert, there's no kind of difference, no change, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And people tend to live with it, just like Haitians have lived with so many things in the past. They continue to live with everything that comes their way. And they're striving, although with the elections, I don't know if you guys have heard, and the insecurity and everything that was happening in the past few months.
So you're concerned. Well, Robert, we wish you all the best. Keep us posted.
Thank you very
Keep
much.
Doing what you're doing. Robert Exantus is a senior political science international relations double major at Howard University. She was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. She expects to go back for the first time this spring break, and we will keep a good thought for you, and we hope you'll keep in touch with us. And she joined us here at NPR in Washington, D.C. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.